Minnesota recently decided to ban triclosan for most personal care and cleaning products by the year 2017. The Canadian Environmental Law Association would like more Great Lakes states and Canadian provinces to take the same step and also target a related chemical, triclocarban. Arizona State University professor Rolf Halden has been tracking the issue and last week joined the Canadian group on a conference call to share his concerns.
Triclosan and triclocarban are detectable in blood and urine of the general population in North America, and in 97% of U.S. breast milk samples tested for these chemicals. And furthermore, in most of our lakes, rivers, and streams, in agricultural soils amended with sewage sludge, and sometimes in our drinking water and food.
Halden says studies have shown that triclosan can be converted to highly chlorinated dioxins, which are potential cancer causers. The American Cleaning Institute represents manufacturers of chemicals and cleaning products. The Institute's Paul DeLeo says most of the triclosan that goes down the drain is later removed.
Certainly in the United States, wastewater treatment removes a very high portion of the material, so that the traces that end up being released to the environment are very small.
But DeLeo says he expects more companies will reformulate their products and not use triclosan. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is considering a crackdown on the chemical. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.